One aspect of it. So the question was asked, do we have a mitzvah to build the Beit HaMikdash today? And if we do, then why aren't we doing it? And do mitzvos expire? So we have a mitzvah to build the Beit HaMikdash today. We cannot do it because we have certain things that we need. We need a prophet to tell us where to build the Mizbeach. We need a red heifer to become pure to do many things in purity. We have a machloket whether we need to rededicate the Beit HaMikdash, whether it still retained its holiness. Now, so we have certain components that we need in order to rededicate the Beit HaMikdash. So that's we have a limitation in fulfilling the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is relevant, and we hope soon we will be able to do it again. It says one of the things the Mashiach is supposed to do before he becomes Mashiach, is rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, part of what Mashiach has to do, and after he's done that, he might be Mashiach. Okay, that's what my son came to me and said to me, how do you know the Rebbe of Chabad isn't Mashiach? I said, well, he didn't rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. So he said, what does that prove? I said, you see the Rambam. Rambam says he has to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Then he might be Mashiach. That doesn't mean he will be. So I didn't see him do that. So I guess that ends it. There are other components. There are fight the wars of Israel, etc. But he has to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. I didn't see that. So so coming back to here, Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot, in his book enumerating the 613 mitzvot, he says there are many mitzvot that we cannot perform today. We don't know who Amalek is, but that doesn't mean the mitzvah doesn't exist. It exists. I can't perform it right now. I'm limited. But the mitzvah's out there. The same is true with the mitzvah of rebuilding a Beit HaMikdash. I can't perform it. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But do mitzvot expire? Sure, there are mitzvot that expire. Hashem said, eat the man and don't leave over till tomorrow. I don't have that mitzvah today. I don't have man today, right? Hashem said to Moshe, talk to the rock. That was a mitzvah for that moment. So there are certainly mitzvot that expired. There definitely were. The mitzvot that we count in the 613, says the Rambam, are mitzvot that are relevant forever. Meaning we have 613 mitzvot in the Torah that are relevant forever. Can it be that a mitzvah was relevant forever, yet it was accomplished already? Could be. Meaning it could be that there would be a mitzvah to annihilate Amalek and it was accomplished. It could be that there are mitzvot that did it already. A person has a mitzvah of pru or vu. They had children, they did the mitzvah. Right? So there can be I'm done, I did the mitzvah. Right? Yeah, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach, you did it. Next year's Pesach, you have a new mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. But you did this year's mitzvah, you finished, right? So there can be mitzvahs that we're done with, that we finished. And there can be mitzvahs that expire. Those are two different things, right? Two different things. But we count in the 613 mitzvot, says the Rambam, the mitzvot that don't expire. And among those are mitzvot that we cannot perform today. We cannot do Trumot U'Masrot yet. Bezat Hashem, we'll still get there. We cannot do the red heifer now. We cannot bring all the sacrifices now. As a matter of fact, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a book called Sefer Mitzvot Katzal, which you guys can see downstairs. It's a little pocket-sized book, in which he enumerates all the mitzvot that you can still perform today. And it comes out to less than half. Yeah. You can't do. Most of the mitzvot you cannot perform right now. But there are many which you can. And it's worth learning that book. It's a very short summary of all the mitzvot which you can perform today. It's good to know. Yeah. Tov.